USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the amount of personal protective equipment distributed around the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the China virus struck our nation, we mobilized the entire government and the private sector to acquire, source, and deliver life-saving supplies.
The president, speaking during the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, also says more help is on the way to nursing homes.
Last week, FEMA completed a second shipment of personal protective equipment to over 15,000 nursing homes in the United States.
Speaking in Delaware on Tuesday, Joe Biden is confirming he will choose his running mate next week. Biden staying very tight-lipped about the front runners, and the International Air Transport Association thinks it'll be 2023 before airline travel is back to what it once was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is condemning Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee for what became a pattern of asking questions of Attorney General Bill Barr, only to interrupt and not allow him to answer the question.
No, I gave instructions as to what the... I'm answering your question.
So you got to let him answer.
Reclaiming my time.
The effort there was...
Mr. Barr, I just asked for a yes or no. So let me just tell you, I'm starting to lose my temper.
We were not taking down public health orders. We were making narrow...
Gentlemen's time is expired.
We were calling attention to the fact...
Will you restore my time because this witness is speaking over my time?
No, you went over time. Let the witness respond.
Democrats had been wanting to hear from the Attorney General since March. Remington, the nation's oldest gun company, is filing for bankruptcy for the second time in 3 years. The firearms maker saying they're struggling financially with high interest costs and lawsuits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An outbreak of COVID-19 within the Miami Marlins Major League Baseball team is in a nightmare situation. That's according to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. Manfred addressing the situation on the MLB network after 14 players and staff members on the Marlins tested positive for the virus, prompting the team to postpone the home opener against the Baltimore Orioles on Monday night. One team that is concerned, though, is the Washington Nationals, with their manager Dave Martinez saying,
"My level of concern went from about an 8 to a 12. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm scared. I really am, you know. So I go from here, home, back here every day. That's all I do."
40 more hand sanitizers have been named as dangerous. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
U.S. health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, which is consumable, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol or wood alcohol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month.
The FDA posting a do not use list of over 80 sanitizers on their website. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.